what he called them. He didn't call them twisters. He called them crushing nubs. We had donuts and we had crushing nubs. Crushing nubs. I don't know how you'd spell it. Don't ask me to spell the word. I wouldn't know. But I've heard him refer to them things. Us kids called them twisters. We'd tell Mama when she'd be making donuts, it'll make us some twisters.
Did you get to eat the holes too?
Well, sometimes, but she just she'd make a big batch and she'd take them and put it back into that dough, you know, work them holes back into that and then maybe make a lot of those twisters or crooks, you know, whatever you call it. I don't remember her having too many of those little things because boy, we could get rid of them we full size ones fast enough. But I know what you mean, yes. The holes. Yes.
What did your mother put in her bread to make it puff up?
Well, man, a lot, she used yeast. And
was that bought at the store?
Yes, she bought. I thought I could tell you the name of the yeast she used to use. I can't to save my neck, but I can remember some of the ladies in the neighborhood would start this everlasting. They called it everlasting. Maybe my mother'd get a batch of that and she'd keep it and keep it and keep it and keep it, and finally something would happen to it. Of course, we didn't have no refrigerator, you know, nothing like that to like we have these days to take care of things like that. We had a family that lived on a farm joining us, and they were great. They were great light bread eaters. They ate a lot of light bread, but that woman made some of the most wonderful bread that you ever put in your mouth. Well, she had that everlasting yeast. Of course, she'd bake, you know, just every two or three days she'd bake, and she could keep that. You have to use that occasionally. I think it might get away from you. It'd go bad on you some way. But I was trying to. It's funny, I can't think of the name of the yeast my mother used to buy. But my mother never made a lot of light bread. My father didn't care for it, and none of us children cared for it. So she never made a lot of light bread. She was a great hand to make, like I said earlier, that she was a great hand to make biscuit and cornbread. We had cornbread nearly every day for dinner. And we ate lots of pancakes, we ate lots of waffles.
How did she cook her eggs, or did you eat eggs in the morning?
Oh, mercy, yes. We'd fry them, or we could have them any way we liked them, but I can remember a mother frying some of that wonderful ham or some of that wonderful sausage, and then fry up a great big one of those big old iron skillets of eggs, just break it full of fried eggs, and then they'd be on a big platter, you know, and pass them around.
Did she ever boil them?
Boil them? Oh yeah, sure. And always on Easter we'd have boiled eggs, and we'd have them colored. That's it. We'd have colored eggs always on Easter.
And did she ever get water boiling and then break the egg into the water and cook it that way?
I can't recall her ever doing anything like that, but I know what you mean. And my wife still fixes them that way. Let's see, what do they call that? Poached. That's a poached egg. Yes, sir.